Journalist Faye Flam interviewed risk communication expert Peter M. Sandman on March 3, 2021, about his top gripes about how public health professionals are communicating COVID-19 risk. This is segment one, claiming all COVID-19 vaccines are equally good. For the other segments, the complete two-hour interview, or other content on risk communication, go to www.psandman.com.
In your email, you said you wanted to talk about you were interested in talking about the fact that the public health community is telling people all the vaccines are the same. And I thought that was interesting because people are getting mixed messages. They're being told that the efficacies are quite different, that one is 95%, the other is somewhere around 70%. And so that's not adding up in people's minds. And so I was very interested in what you were thinking about the public health message that the vaccines are all the same.
Yeah, I think it's a big mistake because it's not sustainable. I mean, the thing they really want people to understand is that the differences between vaccines matter less than the difference between vaccinated and unvaccinated. And that's true. As far as we know, that's just true. That, you know, the least effective vaccine that you can, you know, that the FDA would be willing to give an EUA to is going to be, you know, at least 50% effective. The least effective vaccines that are actually out there are way more effective than that. Any difference between, you know, a vaccine that's 60% effective and a vaccine that's 90% effective is just way smaller than the difference between whether you're vaccinated or you're not. So the vaccine you ought to get is the vaccine you can get. It's kind of like declining to wear seatbelts because you're waiting for an airbag. It doesn't make sense in terms of the evidence. Airbags are safer, but if you can get a seatbelt and you can't get an airbag, for heaven's sake, use the seatbelt. That's what they're trying to say, and they're simply right. But when they frame that as, you know, in a way that gives the impression that they're claiming all vaccines are the same, they're undermining their own credibility, and they're undermining the credibility, you know, of vaccination. People simply remember, a lot of people remember that the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines reported 94% or 95% success in the phase 3 trials. And that was headline news, and it deserved to be headline news. And now they're seeing numbers around 60 to 70% for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Well, you know, you kind of remember when you were in school that, you know, 95% was an A and 66% was a D or an F. you haven't forgotten that. They can put it in context. They should put it in context. I mean, the two most important things to tell people: one, you know, any vaccine is enormously better than no vaccine, so get the one you can get, and two, they're all virtually 100% successful in preventing death and in preventing hospitalization. So, you know, you're talking about whether about the fact that the J&J vaccine works a little less well, or, you know, I won't even say a little, works significantly less well in preventing mild disease than the other two vaccines. That seems to be true. We're not sure, you know, head-to-head comparisons are difficult. They were different studies on different populations at different times against different combinations of variants using different dependent variables. It's not like, you know, an absolute exact head-to-head comparison, but it really looks like if you're worried about getting a little sick, the J&J vaccine is not as good as the other two. If you're worried about having to go to the hospital, they're all incredibly good. And to not get vaccinated because you're being offered the J&J vaccine and that it just doesn't make sense. You know, if you can get the other one at the same time or a week later, then maybe it makes sense. If you're in no hurry to get vaccinated, because you've already had the disease and recovered, or because you're staying inside away from everybody anyhow, well, all right, maybe it makes sense. But for most people who are desperate to get some protection, get the protection you're offered. So their goal is absolutely right, but in pursuit of that goal, they are misleading people about some of the facts.